Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Mundo Jazz Podcast!
Welcome to the world's greatest pub, the Red Lion in Winsford. My name is Juan Ignacio González Villalobos Ramírez Colón. With me is my old friend Jimmy Chatham.
Good evening.
Previously on the Mundo Jazz Podcast.
Last week's episode of Mundo Jazz was not brought to you by Winsford MOT Centre.
But we did establish that fish and chips is the food of the gods.
Albeit foreign gods that weren't welcome here.
And we had an excellent recreation of Batman vs. Superman.
Mondo Jazz also had a stab at the Suicide Squad review. Join us next week for this week's Previously on Mondo Jazz.
Friends, we're going to start with some news.
Okay, in the news today, the government is still undecided about the nuclear power station at Hinkley Point. $37 billion, okay? All this, I don't want to be controlled by Europe, except for one thing. Electricity.
I mean, nuclear power is a difficult one. It's kind of a choice between jobs and having hair.
Courier firm Hermes are going to be investigated for low pay. So Hermes, named after the legendary Greek messenger of the gods. So, come with us now to ancient Greece.
Hermes, my messenger.
Yes, O Zeus, what is your command?
I wish you to take this message for me to Poseidon, god of the seas.
As you wish, O Zeus. It will be with him within the blink of an eye.
Cool your jets, Hermes. I want you to wait 2 days. Then I want you to go and leave a card in his letterbox without ringing the fucking bell. 2 days later, I want you to drive past and leave the package at the neighbor's, but make sure it's in the rain. And I'll pay you 30p.
I hear and obey.
On Hermes, use your own diesel.
So on Facebook, you might have seen there was a lot of controversy after the picture of the little girl in Vietnam was pulled from Facebook. And so a lot of people, a lot of discussion about should there be censorship? Does Facebook need an editor?
Facebook should have an editor. I'll tell you why. Because it should have cut out any mention of the word Hun that doesn't involve 7th century nomads. Now, David Cameron has gone. Yeah. You happy he's gone?
No, well, I would have been, but, you know, we were kind of robbed. You know, I was in the back of him, but the front of Theresa May, which was not quite...
Yeah, it's not. It's a bit of a... It's what they call a Pyrrhic victory.
Mm.
Yeah. I suppose it's like turning off the radio because Coldplay are on and discovering you two are doing a gig in your bathroom. Witherspoons says it is ending 0 hours contracts. Yeah, I think it's a good thing because those people in Witherspoon's work so hard serving special brew from 7 in the morning. I tell you what, a lot of commercial interests are filtering their way into podcasts and stuff, but not us. They are not filtering their way into our podcast because our filter has been changed by Paul from Winsford MOT Centre and is super efficient. Now, the government has plans to make more grammar schools. The thing is, what grammar schools mean is that George Osborne and David Cameron and Boris Johnson and their kids will get a separate education from my kids. And I want that to happen so badly. I don't want them doing sort of self-hating bumming lessons with my kids, you know.
Stay away from my kids.
Yeah, anyway.
So, you know, the Archers, the radio show, there's been an incident this week.
Okay, moving on. North Korea has launched another nuclear test, but underground. Who's going to attack them underground?
I don't know. CIA moles?
Thank you.
Because North Korea is banned. They want to ban sarcasm. Yeah. You know this. They're going to try and ban sarcasm. Have you seen this? No. I'm not being sarcastic. You know, they really have. It's not.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up.
Mind you, if you were making it up, this is exactly the way you would say. Yeah. Now, what is sarcasm? With us to discuss it is Professor Sue Sparks from the University. The University. From the University of South Northwich. Okay, so, Professor, you're an expert on sarcasm, right?
No, I'm here to inspect the boiler.
Well, okay, so the boiler is behind the bar. Wait a minute. You're not here to inspect the boiler, are you?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. You're saying the opposite of what you actually mean, right?
No.
Well, can you give us a good definition of sarcasm?
Well, basically, sarcasm is irony's nastier older brother.
Wait a minute, is that actually what you mean? Or is that...
Don't worry about it. A lot of people misunderstand. Sarcasm.
So wait a minute, to backtrack a little, what's irony?
An iron. Oscar Wilde said sarcasm was the lowest form of wit. It's actually one of the seven deadliest sins.
Okay, what are the others?
Irony, and not being able to count.
Okay, so let's have a quick vote. Do you think we can ban sarcasm?
Sure.
Alanis Morissette did a song called Ironic. Now, I don't think it was ironic, so we're going to analyze, okay? Mm. Okay, an old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. Is that ironic?
It's just sad.
It's just sad. Okay, so it's a black fly in your Chardonnay.
That's just insanitary.
Yeah. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. Now, what is that irony, anyone?
That's just sad as well. Possibly unfortunate.
Yeah. And isn't it ironic, don't you think, says
Not
Alanis.
So far, Alanis. Not so far, no.
No. It's a free ride when you're already paid.
I'm not sure about this one, to be honest. It's a free ride when you've already paid. So you paid for the ride. Why would you even say it was free? If they said it was free but pay us, you would just go, this is bollocks.
It's the good advice you just didn't take.
You're a dick.
Mr. Play It Safe was afraid to fly, and as the plane crashed down, he thought, well, isn't this nice, and isn't it ironic?
Right, Alanis. Okay, so we're kind of edging towards the runway of irony, but we haven't quite taken off.
Yeah.
You know, like they're still fueling the jet. Maybe the chocks are still on. Maybe they haven't got the little luggage car away.
Okay, a traffic jam when you're already late.
Basically, poor planning.
A no smoking sign on your cigarette break, no.
Not a chance.
No, Alanis.
Nothing to
there
do with
There are designated areas now. There is no excuse. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
If you that's a walk-in cutlery drawer.
It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife.
Ah, one word for you there. Threesome.
Threesome. So basically, it's not ironic at all.
No. Well, no, actually it is, if you think about it. It's ironic that a song about irony isn't ironic at all. And that song has taught us about irony. So that...
is in itself ironic.
...is ironic that we've learned about irony from that. I've been meaning to ask you this for a while, actually. What do you think of Bear Grylls?
I think they're cruel.
Anyway, he must have got bullied at school with a name like... You know, imagine that. Your surname is already Grylls.
Yeah.
And you go and call your kid Bear.
It's not...
So it's not really any wonder he had to learn to survive in the fucking woods.
Yeah. Bullied out of boarding school. Going, Sir Cameron Osborne and Johnson won't let me back into the wanking shed.
Ray Mears? What about Ray Mears?
Ray Mears.
How does he get so fat just eating berries?
It's time for the patented Mundo Jazz Film Review!
Woo!
We sent Jimmy out to review a film. And Jimmy, what did you see this time?
Ben-Hur.
The sequel to Ben-Him.
Funny.
Shall I read the synopsis of the film and then we'll get to the review?
Yeah.
Okay. Judah Ben-Hur. Has anybody seen it? No, the new one. We're thinking, the new one. Judah Ben-Hur, a prince falsely accused of treason by his adopted brother, an officer in the Roman army, returns to his homeland after years at sea to seek revenge, but finds redemption.
So he's told by his mentor, which is played by Morgan Freeman, that there's another way to fight in the circus.
A man, that is a great way to fight the clowns, all the animals around.
Scary.
Brilliant.
So it's based on the 1880 novel by Lew Wallace, which is Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ. So yeah, Lew Wallace, he was an interesting guy. He was in the Union Army in the Civil War, and governor of New Mexico Territory, and later minister to Turkey. And as a governor of New Mexico, interestingly, he offered a pardon to Billy the Kid. But sadly, Billy the Kid didn't take it up and was eventually shot. Anyway, so silent versions of the film were made in 1907 and 1925, which were both hugely successful. So even without the sound, they did really well. So
yeah.
And the 1959 version, anyone seen that or not? You seen the older version? It's always on TV at Christmas. Heston was in that one. He plays a Jewish nobleman, which is a Judiah Ben-Hur at the time of Christ. So Stephen Boyd, there was Messala, which is his Roman friend.
Yeah, it's famous for the... inventing a chicken dish.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. With whom he has a tragic falling out due to their various loyalties of faith and tribe, climaxing in a stunning chariot race in Rome.
That does it. Fantastic.
So it was written by John Ridley and Keith R. Clarke. And there was an animated version, actually, in 2003.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And Charlton Heston did the voiceover for that. And it was directed by Timur Bekmambetov.
Yeah. And now we know him from... Anybody seen Night Watch? Or Daywatch.
Sort
of vampire
Watch.
Films. Baywatch.
Now, that would have been interesting if he'd done that.
Classic. That is classic.
Classic.
Classic from Paul from classic. Winsford
that's
MOT.
That's the kind of thing
Center.
You can... If you get your car MOT'd, Winsford MOT, that's what you can expect
that
from Paul.
That is the kind of classic.
All day long.
Their gags are just as good as their service.
Yeah. And the film also stars Jack Huston as Judiah Ben-Hur.
Yeah. Do you know who... I know who he is. Has anybody seen Boardwalk Empire? Yeah, he's the guy with the half face, you know, the face mask on. Yeah, he's a good character, yeah, it's him. He's called Huston. Is he any relation to any of... Because there's Angelica Huston.
Yeah, well, interestingly, funnily you say that. Yeah, so the son of Walter, Anthony, Tony Huston, and also a Lady Margot Lavinia Cholmondeley.
Oh, yeah, so the Cholmondeleys, local people,
all related to the Hustons. And also a nephew of Angelica Huston and Danny Huston, grandson of John Huston, who was the writer and director of the Maltese Falcon, which you probably will know.
Classic bogey.
Treasurer of the Sierra Madrid. And also worked a lot with...
Yeah,
a lot with Humphrey That's Bogart.
Spanish version, yeah.
Yeah, Sierra Madrid. Let's do that again.
No, it was good. That was good. I think Sierra Madrid was better. Yeah, when the ship is on the bottom, no point trying to avoid the shipwreck.
So great-grandson of Walter Huston, also in the Treasurer of the Sierra Madre. And also we see the Brazilian actor Rodrigo Santoro as Jesus in this one.
Ah, yeah. And, famous Brazilian actor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice to see him in there. Nazanin Badani is a Persian actress, plays Esther, and you would have seen her in Homeland.
Yeah.
Homeland? What's Homeland?
The reporter lady in Homeland, yeah.
And Morgan Freeman, who is a star of Riding Miss Daisy.
Yeah, that's the other version. You've seen that version. Oh, it is. And, but that is a good version, man. I'm telling you. He rides Miss Daisy.
Oh, the running time. Yeah, the running time of this one is actually 2 hours and 5 minutes. Any other questions?
The aspect ratio. Do we know the aspect?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that later on.
Who did the special effects?
Oh, special effects. Oh, it's good. I'm glad you asked, actually. Okay, so we've got Renato Agostini was the senior SFX technician. Norman Bataille was a special effects buyer. Wesley Bernard, special effects floor supervisor, second unit. Herbert Blank there was a special effects lead senior technician. Danilo Bollettini was also a special effects supervisor there in Italy, just in the Italy branch. Noel Caro, special effects. Pasquale Catalano, special effects technician on this.
We got the idea.
Hang on a minute, it's got a few more. Diasanaro Kiyokura was the special effects props department there. Kevin Draycott, special effects workshop supervisor. It's nice to see Kevin in there again. He's gradually working his way up, so that's great for him. Nick Finlayson was a special effects technician as well. Fabio Flores. Fabio, what a great name. Fabio Flores, special effects buyer, assistant though. Catherine Gini was the special effects technician also in the Italy branch. Gorgli Glavolts. These are great names, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not making these up.
Gorgli. Okay.
I'm not making these up, you know.
Okay, we got the
idea. Hang on, one more page. Andrea Pigru was a special effects Italian buyer. Simon Quinn there, special effects senior technician. Mark Roberts, you remember Mark Roberts?
No.
Me neither. Special effects supervisor, second unit though. So that's quite a role.
Okay, We're nearly there.
Grant Rogan, special effects senior technician. Guiela Scatini. I hope I'm pronouncing these right. Maybe I should go through and check.
No, it's okay. We got the.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Go on.
Okay, Ben Hur. Let's get to the review. What did you think of the film?
Shit.
We got some letters for you, okay. Dear Mundo Jazz, I wonder if you can help me. I am looking for love. I am a model and very beautiful. Can you help me find the right man?
She sent a photo.
Man, she is so beautiful, man. She could get any man she wants.
Well, not so fast, actually. Not so fast, she writes. As you can appreciate, I don't just want any man. He must be very special. He must be very old. His hair must look like loft insulation on a windy day, and his face must look like an orange Hoover bag. It would also help if he was very racist.
Wait a minute. This is from Melania Trump.
It says Michelle Obama on there.
Here, dear Mundo Jazz, I received my Mundo Jazz anti-climax this week, and it was a complete letdown. Thank you so much, Steve in Auckland.
Brilliant.
Nice to find satisfied customers.
Great news.
Yeah.
Mundo Jazz, I've heard about your Mundo Jazz anti-climaxes, so I thought I'd order one. I was told it would arrive the next day, but I waited one day and then another, and now it's been a week. Extremely disappointing. I'm delighted. Thank you very much. Anna in Madrid.
Dear Mundo Jazz, I won an anti-climax for my letter on last week's show. I received it the next day without fail, and it was exactly as described and superb quality. What were you thinking? You should be ashamed. Norris, Manchester.
Sorry, Norris.
Sorry, Norris. We can only hang our heads in shame.
Dear Mundo Jazz, I'm not on Facebook, so here is a photo of my dinner. That's from Rachel in Gloucester.
Please come and join us next Tuesday for the next recording of the Mundo Jazz podcast on the 20th of September, 8 p.m. here at the Red Lion Pub. We will be here.
Yes. Yay!
So thank you very much. Good night.
Good night. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.